Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into another edition of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And we are live on location, Italian Village, a Chicago institution. Jonathan and Giovanna Capitanini, fourth generation. Do I have that right, Jonathan?
Yes, sir. Yeah, fourth generation owners, operators of Italian Village restaurants.
We just got a tour. It's been a while. And it just, when you come to a place like this, it's just so classic Chicago Italian, you know? And it's such a comfortable spot and the history behind it. I love spots like this. I think all Chicagoans do.
Yeah, we're very lucky and fortunate to be celebrating 97 years this September, and it's a home away from home for our customers and for our employees and for us.
So fourth generation, it sounds like you guys kind of grew up here at the restaurant.
We did. Our mother would work long hours, and so Jonathan and I would sometimes be in the office just waiting to come down to eat dinner. She always told us if we behaved well, we'd get dinner.
Well, Jonathan told me a funny story that that's Jonathan's always working. You showed us the kitchen. Yeah. And growing up, you know, most of us ham sandwiches, PB&Js for lunch, and you were packing lasagnas.
I was. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Had the best lunches by far. I was the trade master. You know, I would trade a quarter of my lunch, and I'd get someone's entire lunch. But my favorite thing was when my mom would take my, you know, thermos for, like, a hot drink or something, and she would just shove a lasagna into it, so I had this tubular lasagna to enjoy for lunch.
Or
I was
meatball.
Very well fed. Yeah.
What is your... your go-to? What's your go-to here?
That's difficult. For me, it's the rigatoni di Franco. That's our grandfather's recipe. It is a dark meat chicken sauce with sun-dried tomatoes, and it's my comfort food. It's where I go when I'm happy, sad. It's the perfect meal.
97 years, and you guys are evolving and working on some things, Bar Soto, which we just saw a tour of, and you've got a whole nother level in the basement that's in the works. I guess just talk about that, just the evolution of Italian Village, which has been here for so long, but some tweaks, some things, some exciting things happening.
Sure. So I think the story of our fourth generation kind of starts with COVID, you know, unfortunately. As tragic and traumatic, honestly, as it was, it gave us an opportunity to have a clean slate and really step up to the plate. It was when our third generation, our mother and, you know, our uncle, were kind of looking for some support, and we were able to really help out. So that was when I kind of joined the business from my prior career in consulting, and we were able to really stabilize the core in the village and then start planning on how we wanted to rebuild. We had to close two of the three restaurants in the space. And now, 4 years later, we're still working on kind of building up the brands individually. We've just recently started working on a concept Bar Soto / Soto, and we are breaking ground on construction. That will be hopefully in October. We'll open that up and have two concepts finally functioning at 71 West Monroe. And we're just kind of continuing to build and invest in the brand and bring it forward into the 21st century.
Food is being delivered right now. This is very exciting, Mike.
Wow. All right. Well, so you are this close to the Century Club here in Chicago. What do you attribute to longevity here?
I mean, I think starts and ends with employees. You know, our employees are one in a million. Like, seriously, so many of them have been with us for decades and decades. Like John right here. I mean, you just cannot find employees like we've been able to find and retain. They go above and beyond for every single guest and make their moments special. That's really what we're all about is special moments, family traditions, bringing those things to life, and it starts and ends with them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, as Jonathan said, our employees are the blood that runs through this restaurant. We are so fortunate to have employees that have started when they were 16 and now are celebrating 50th anniversaries, etc. And so we were raised here. We were raised here by our employees as well, and a lot of them have seen us since babies to being, as they call us, adults now. I don't always like that word, but and so we're so fortunate to have these people that also believe in what we're trying to do here and believe in treating our guests like family, because it's also our guests. Our guests have come here for generations to celebrate milestones, whether it's big or small, whether it's, you know, doing well in school or celebrating an anniversary or a wedding, or, you know, maybe it's just an annual holiday party. We wouldn't be here without both of them.
We're recording this the week of the DNC here in Chicago, and I live downtown. We work downtown at the radio station. It's been quieter, right? But I think anybody that's coming downtown, maybe that haven't been here in a while. What do you want? I guess what do you want people to know about Italian Village if they came here 20 years ago? What should they know about this spot?
Yeah, I think that when you walk through the door and come up to the village, you're treated like family. I think that, you know, we try and be as welcoming to everyone. We treat everyone like they're coming into our Italian family here at the village. And we have some amazing classics that Italian-American, you know, your spaghetti and meatballs, lasagna, chicken parm. But it's truly a taste of home. I think that Jonathan and I, our big priority in the last, you know, 4 years as we've rebuilt is, you know, quality ingredients and really going back to our original recipes and really, you know, making sure that those recipes are as consistent and, you know, as true to what our great-grandfather started with.
The bars are amazing. Both of the bars you showed us, I'm like, I could get comfortable there real quick. You talked about the history a little bit when you were showing us around. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the bar here on the village floor is an iconic masterpiece, really. The walls are covered in Italian murals, kind of emulating the foothills of Tuscany. But back in the day when the Chicago Board of Trade right around the corner was bustling, there were, you know, four or five guys deep, all guys, first of all in hats, all with a cigar or cigarette, you know, and all with a martini in hand. And, you know, it was the martini lunch, and that was really just full on. When we were kids, it was still kind of going on.
Yeah.
We would walk through the bar real quick because we got called out.
Yeah.
And puffs of smoke. And clinking glasses and rowdiness and terrible stories that you definitely don't want your kids to hear. But one person I'll mention in particular, Vince, a longtime bartender, about 50 years with us. I mean, he is the mouth of the sailor, but the heart of a saint.
And,
Vinny the Prince. But he was, I mean, really, there's a million stories about him. But whatever a guest wanted, he would bend over backwards to make sure that he delivered, whether it meant running back to the kitchen and cooking it for the guest himself or whatever else. But he has kind of since retired just recently in the last couple of years. So just want to give him a nod.
And the wine collection, which you guys gave us kind of a background on that. You have family roots to the northern region of Italy, and not so many restaurants were carrying Italian wine, and you guys kind of groundbreaking in a way, right?
Absolutely. So that was a project spearheaded by our great uncle Ray. So back in about the 70s, no one was really drinking Italian wine, and Americans weren't drinking much wine at all. It was really focused on French wine, if anything. But given the Italian roots and heritage, our great uncle Ray, he started to work with importers to basically be one of the first people to import a lot of Italian wines for table service in restaurants. So one of the wonderful things about that, starting in kind of the 70s and 80s, is that we have some of the deepest varietal, you know, like, you know, verticals of Super Tuscans and other unique Italian wines that just people don't have anymore. Our cellar carries about 1,500 different labels, about 10 to 15,000 bottles, which is about half the size of what it was in the 80s and 90s. People drank a lot of it, but it's still by far one of the largest on-site wine cellars of any restaurant in the country, really.
Well, we can't thank you guys enough for the hospitality, the food in front of us. We've got meatballs. We've got calamari. We've got garlic bread. What else? Anything else we should mention before we wrap this up and we start stuffing our faces with this delicious food?
Well, if you haven't been in the last few years, please come and join us. We would love to have you. And we're working on bringing back the martini lunch. So come by Thursdays for $8 martinis from 12 to 4.
Martini lunches. I love it. Guys, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.